Off the Ball, GAA.
I definitely feel that something needs to be done with GAA. There's no, like, nobody can deny that. What needs to be done is the other one, you know, like, there's a lot of rules coming in there.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Bundee Aki is linked with a money-spinning move to France. Lynn Cantwell returns to the IRFU with a plum new role. And all the team news from the four provinces ahead of their latest URC fixtures before the international window. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Toulon have entered into talks with Bundee Aki regarding a potential move to the French Giants. Media Olympique reported this morning that the Connacht and Ireland centre spoke with Toulon's recruitment team via video link. However, there seems to be some confusion regarding Aki's contract situation. Meadall claimed the 34-year-old's IRFU central contract expires at the end of this season, with no talks yet regarding a renewal. But the Irish Independent said today that Aki's contract in fact runs until 2026. Toulon's wage bill will be lightened with Lester Fainga Anuku's return to New Zealand in the offing, while Samoan centre Duncan Paia'awa is another likely departure. Fellow Toulon centres Matthew Smaili and Jeremy Sinzel are nearing the ends of their contracts at the club. Aki will turn 35 in April and recently became an Irish citizen, but given the fact that talks have already been held, it appears as if he's at least open to considering a move. If it is the case that the IRFU have exercised the right to extend his contract until 2026, then Toulon or any other suitor would have to pay to extricate him from that deal. Aki's not the only Irish player wanted in France, with Racing reportedly keen on Jack Conan, while Ross Byrne's been linked with a move to Montpellier in recent days. Lynn Cantwell's rounded off a month in which it was announced she was entering the Rugby Players Ireland Hall of Fame by landing a plum gig with the IRFU. Ireland's most capped ever women's player has been appointed the head of women's strategy for Irish rugby. Cantwell has spent the guts of the last 4 years as South Africa's women's high performance manager. She's also a member of Sport Ireland. Cantwell would take up the job in January, with IRFU CEO Kevin Potts claiming her appointment is a major statement of intent about their collective ambition for women's rugby in Ireland. Ian Henderson returns to the Ulster second row for tomorrow's URC trip to Cardiff. Having sustained a concussion in the win over Connacht, he was forced to sit out last week's visit of the Ospreys. Henderson forms an experienced second row partnership alongside Kieran Treadwell. The only other change to the pack sees Nick Timoney start at blindside as Marcus Ray drops to the bench. Ahead of his return to the Ireland squad, Jacob Stockdale's been rested, with Mike Lowry swapping to the wing as Ethan McElroy is restored to full back. Jude Postlethwaite is promoted from the bench to take Ben Carson's place at outside centre. John Cooney himself is benched, with Nathan Doak preferred at scrum half. So Ulster will have Ethan McElroy at full back, Werner Koch and Mike Lowry on the wings, Jude Postlethwaite this week partnering Stuart McCloskey in the centre. Aidan Morgan keeps his place at fly half, with Nathan Doak preferred at scrum half. It's a front row of Eric O'Sullivan, James McCormick and Tom O'Toole. Ian Henderson captains the team from the second row alongside Kieran Treadwell. Cormac Izichukwu keeps his place at blindside flanker. Nick Timoney is on the open. Dave McCann this week starts at number 8, and the replacements for Ulster are John Andrew Warwick, Scott Wilson, Harry Sheridan and Marcus Ray. Covering the backs will be John Cooney, Ben Carson and Ben Moxham. McCormick scored 2 tries in last week's defeat of the Ospreys and has come in for particular praise from their head coach Richie Murphy alongside Ben Carson.
Well, those two guys in particular had both played Irish under-20s with me, so we knew the qualities that they had. They played with Jimmy, under Jimmy as well, the two of them, so we knew they were good players. It's, I suppose, you know, what we're trying to do is create an environment where, you know, if you get your head down, you work really hard, you'll enjoy yourself, and two, you'll get an opportunity if you earn it. Then it's up to you to take it. You know, you've got to look at James and Ben in particular, both of them, and say that when given the opportunity, they put their hand up. You know what I mean? So with that, that creates that competition. I don't know whether you'll remember, but when I came in at first, I said we want to create a competition in the squad. We don't want a senior team and 20 other players who sit in behind it. We want a senior squad who represent Ulster, and every time they pull on the jersey, they're ready to play with a plan and a clear direction. And you know, over the last 6 weeks, I think we've done that. We haven't won all the games, but we've had guys stepping up, guys doing quite well in their position and getting rewarded, and players that are being left out, especially those younger players are getting individual feedback. They're being directed in relation to the likes of someone like Charlie Irvine, for instance. Here's a couple of areas that you need to work on for the next opportunity you get. And that's the way we're doing things here at the moment.
Murphy, however, is wary of the threat posed this week by Cardiff at the Arms Park.
I suppose the first thing is that, you know, they're playing at home and they're coming off the back of losing three games, so they're going to be very difficult and fully committed to obviously getting them, finishing off with a win for them. With ball in hand, they can cause you a lot of problems in the outside channels. There's a big threat in and around the breakdown with Thomas Young and the likes. We're fully aware of that, and we're trying to concentrate very much on our own game to, you know, prepare ourselves the best we can so that we can use the strengths that we have.
Former Leinster loosehead Ed Byrne is the only member of the Cardiff front row retained from last week's loss away to Edinburgh. Evan Lloyd and Kieran Azzurati come in for Daffod Hughes and Reece Litterick there. In the back row, Ben O'Donnell and Dan Thomas come onto the flanks for James Botham and Thomas Young. Ben Thomas returns to captain Cardiff from the centre, moving Mason Grady to the wing. The other change among the backs sees Ray Lee Lowe returning alongside Thomas in the engine room. Rory Scannell will make his first appearance of the season for Munster in tomorrow's game with the Sharks in Durban. He replaces Shane Daly, who suffered a leg injury in last week's loss to the Stormers, with Sean O'Brien swapping to the wing. Craig Casey replaces Conor Murray at scrum half. John Ryan starts at loosehead for the first time in 9 years, with Jeremy Lochman ruled out of the game with a knee injury. Stephen Archer comes in at tighthead, while John Hodnett starts at openside flanker as Alex Kendallon drops to the bench. Head coach Graham Rowntree has been particularly impressed with Niall Scannell's performance at hooker so far this season.
Scans, I remember Scans being out for most of last season. This is Niall Scannell. And he had a comeback game against Toulon away, where we beat Toulon in Europe. And he hadn't played a lot of rugby. And he was outstanding on that game. And that form continued throughout the season. And we've been mindful of resting hookers and resting front rowers at the start of the year. So we had a look at Dermot Barron. Then Niall Scannell's came in. And he's kept that spot, and he's been a great focal point for the young men, as you've mentioned, but his own form has been very consistent.
Munster's line-out performance is the worst of the 16 URC teams so far this season, and Rowntree admits it is an area of concern.
Not good enough. We know that, and everyone and anyone within this group who's involved with the line-out would say that. But the line-out... there's a lot of moving parts. It's not just one thing or one person. You know, there's a lot going on. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus here. There's a lot of little things that we've got to do better. And you know what, Neil? When you're you're against teams, particularly the last two games, with good line-out defences, and a couple of things don't go your way, you get a bit panicky. And that's the guy calling the line-out, and that's the guy throwing the ball in, you know, it all comes quite tense, and that can affect the flow of things. But there's lots of things that we've been working on. But we have to be better in that area. There's no one shying away from that.
So let's take you through that Munster team, shall we? At fullback, continuing, is Mike Haley. Calvin Nash and Sean O'Brien are on the wings. Tom Farrell and Rory Scannell are the centre partnership. Jack Crowley this week partnered by Craig Casey in the halfbacks. It's a front row of John Ryan, Niall Scannell and Stephen Archer. Jean Klein and Tyke Byrne continue their second row partnership. Tom Ahern starts at blindside flanker. John Hodnett this week is on the open, and Jack O'Donoghue is named at number 8. Munster have gone with a 6-2 split on the bench, with Dermot Barron, Kieran Ryan, Ronan Fox, Finian Witcherly, Ruan Quinn and Alex Kendallon covering the forwards. Ethan Coughlin and Billy Burns are the cover for the backs. Three players will make their first starts of the season for Connacht in tomorrow's fixture with the Dragons at the Dexcom. Peter Dooley and Dylan Tierney-Martin come into the front row, with Dennis Buckley dropping to the bench. The other change to the pack sees Niall Murray replace brother Dara in the second row. Quaylen Blade's first start of the season at scrum half sees Ben Murphy miss out, as Matthew Devine is on the bench. After two replacement appearances, Cahill Ford is named in the centre alongside Bundy Aki. The Dragons arrive into Galway off the back of four consecutive defeats, but Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins insists a victory for them tomorrow is not a given.
I think in the context of this first block of games, the importance, certainly in-house for us, the importance of this game is absolutely enormous. If we win convincingly, you take that feel-good factor into the November break. I think it rounds off and probably shapes how you reflect on this first six games. If we don't deliver, then you know, you get the reverse effect pretty quickly in terms of the perception of us and our ambitions this season, but also in terms of how we're simply feeling about ourselves. So this is a huge, huge game for us. I think when you look back at recent performances against the Dragons for us, whether that was you know, the game here at Dexcom that they won a couple of seasons ago, whether it's our battles at Rodney Parade, they've been really closely fought affairs, and they've not always been the prettiest games to watch, but it's become an arm wrestle, and it's become a game that's been tight for us, whether we've come out on top, and sometimes we haven't. I think when you look at that Benetton game that the Dragons had on the weekend, the scores were very close that first 30 to 35 minutes. Dragons probably playing the better rugby in that period. So their kicking game, but also their ambition to counter-attack when it was on. They caused Benetton a lot of problems. And actually, in the end, there was, you know, so probably the close quarters exchanges where Benetton managed to get on top of them, and a couple of spilled balls in the backfield that gave Benetton some opportunities to get away on the scoreboard. So whilst the scoreline might have been really encouraging for the Italian team, I think they had to work incredibly hard to get to that point. And you know, the Dragons will carry frustrations from that performance into this weekend. So, look, it's red alert at this end in terms of the significance of the game and also the challenge ahead.
So the Connacht team will have Piers O'Connor at full-back, Shane Bolton and Santiago Cordero are on the wings. Cathal Ford this week in the centre alongside Bundy Aki. Jack Carty and Quaylen Blade partner up in the halfbacks for the first time this season. It's a front row then of Peter Dooley, Dylan Tierney-Martin and Finlay Beelam. Joe Joyce and Niall Murray this week are in the second row. Cian Prendergast will captain Connacht from blindside flanker. Sean O'Brien starts at openside and Paul Boyle is at number 8. On the bench for Connacht tomorrow will be Owen de Butler, Dennis Buckley and Jack Ainger, Darren Murray and Sean Jackson, Matthew Devine, Josh Ioane and Hugh Gavin. Wales number 8 Aaron Wainwright makes his first appearance of the season for the Dragons in Galway tomorrow. That's in one of 8 changes from their defeat to Benetton. Another Wales international, Kai Evans, will start at full back for them. Robbie Henshaw makes his first Leinster appearance since last season's URC semi-final in their meeting with the Emirates Lions at the Aviva. The centre's return is one of 10 changes to the team that accounted for Connacht last week. Hugo Keenan and Andrew Osborne are the only players retained among the backs, while Gus McCarthy, Rabah Slimani and Orji Snyman keep their places in the pack. So Leinster will start with Hugo Keenan at full back, Andrew Osborne and James Lower on the wings. Hugh Cooney this week partnered in the centre by Robbie Henshaw. Sam Prendergast starts at out half, Luke McGrath at scrum half. It's a front row of Michael Milne, Gus McCarthy and Rabah Slimani. Ryan Baird gets to pack down alongside Orji Snyman in the second row. Max Deegan starts at blindside flanker. Josh van der Fleer is at openside. The team captained by the new Ireland captain, Caelan Doris, at number 8. And the replacements for Leinster tomorrow will be Stephen Smith, Andrew Porter and Thomas Clarkson, Brian Deeney, James Culhane, Cormac Foley, Ross Byrne and Charlie Techter. The Lions, for their part, make 2 changes following their low-scoring win away to Zebre last week, with Cade Volhouter parachuting in at fly half. The other alteration is a tight head where Azanathi Ntal Kambanye comes in for Conrad Van Vuren. Talk of Leinster this week has been dominated by the rumours surrounding Leo Cullen's reported 2-year contract extension. While not confirming the news today, he has strongly hinted that it is in fact a done deal.
Listen, I love the job. When, you know, here it's great. Like I said, I'm enjoying this season. I think everyone is always asks themselves the question, you know, in terms of the group and making sure you're adding value. And that's all I'm focused on. You know, always, how do I add value? Am I doing what's best for the group? We're very lucky. We've got a great bunch here, players and staff. Different narratives out there, of course, you know, like in terms of coming up short the last couple of years. And yes, we have a group that's unbelievably motivated day in, day out to try and, you know, be at our best, you know, like, so from the players' point of view, making sure that the players are at their best when they get to play and represent and play for Leinster, basically. So, I'm enjoying the dynamic at the moment. We've got a good bit of freshness, I think, in the coaching group. You know, Jack is, you know, he only arrived this time last year. December was his first game when we played against that round 7 game against Connacht, if you remember. And, you know, Tyler is, I've enjoyed the dynamic and learning from each other, you know, particularly having a good pre-season together as well, which was fantastic. So Yeah, listen, we'll see how we go over the next couple of weeks and how the conversations go. But, you know, we're in the silly season and, listen, there's lots of reports about lots of different things at this time of year, isn't there? Some of it's true and some of it's not true. So, but it takes, it needs just to play out, take its course and making sure we're doing what's right by Leinster first and foremost.
Cullen was also asked about Jonathan Sexton reportedly joining the Ireland coaching staff as a kicking consultant.
Yeah, I think everyone was looking at Johnny and how, what does that look like? You know, he's such a wealth of knowledge and it's important that that's not lost into the corporate world completely. So, yeah, listen, I think Andy's done a good job in terms of that. You know, you think the age profile is some of the tens that he has in the squad, younger guys that are, you know, it's such a complex position being an international 10. I think he's so much still to give to Irish rugby, and it would be a shame to see that wasted. So I think it's, listen, I don't know the exact ins and outs of exactly what that's or how that's going to, what that looks like. And, you know, I don't know personally. So, but certainly in theory, it sounds great, yeah.
And this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast saw Ronan O'Gara also address those Sexton rumours.
I would say it's a pretty specific role where I've no idea what the role is. Colum sent me the link. It was for mentoring the tens, you know. Yeah. So mentoring the tens would be very specific. I would say all that would be done in the shade. You know, you won't be in camp. It would be essentially looking at these three guys and off the pitch, on the pitch, on the training pitch, off the training pitch, the time when you are in training, the times, how you use your time, when you are training, what are you hoping to achieve in training sessions, how can I progress these three? That would be, I suppose, the role of mentoring tens.
You can hear more from Ronan O'Gara by becoming an Off the Ball member now. And that's it for today's Rugby Daily, and indeed for this week too. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland next week. Till then, thanks for listening.